Well, good morning, everybody. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman. So let's get started here right on time. First of all, thanks for joining today's podcast. I know you had many choices this morning, and you chose to be on this call, so I appreciate that. And also thanks to Security National Mortgage for sponsoring today's business building session. As always, making a statement to their customers that their business is important and growing it is even more important, helping them. So today's topic, by the way, was one that was requested by some of you. I get emails, and I welcome those for specific topics that you'd like to hear more about. So this one came from all of the listeners on our podcast, and it's going to be all about website, internet marketing strategies. I guess that's the best way to put it, in a couple of different ways. Number one, how to generate traffic. Visitors to your website, and then how to turn that traffic into leads, and I think that's the most important part. And the second thing we'll focus on is how to build and create a larger opt-in database, and I think that with the importance today on database marketing, the bigger the database, the better, so we've got to have some ways to build that on an opt-in basis, so we'll talk about that. Now, I'm going to give you some tangible ideas that you can take action on as soon as the call's over to really add some muscle to your website right from the beginning. But I want to start off with what I consider to be my initial disclaimer. This subject is very distinct from other types of marketing, and it doesn't replace all the other types of marketing that I've been teaching, consumer direct marketing, relationship-based marketing, automated marketing. So this website marketing conversation of today is just that. It's another way to utilize the marketing that really the market's requiring today. So that's the start. So I want to start off also with the truth about websites. And when I say the truth about websites, that would be that would be the truth for me, by the way. As you know from hearing me in past podcasts, that everything I talk about are the things that I'm currently doing, that I have done, or that the companies and the loan originators that I'm coaching are currently doing. So again, this isn't things that worked 10 years ago. So here's the first truth for me. Number one, websites can't and they don't create leads all by themselves. That would be like leaving a stack of business cards at Starbucks and hoping that that's going to generate business for you. Of course, I'm going to give you an idea in a minute that can really take your business card and kick it up a notch. But the first idea is just that. Websites alone don't create the leads. Just having one isn't enough. But, having one is critical. So, and let me say it another way. I think it is absolutely critical to have your own personal website. If your company has one, that's nice. My company had a website with 75 loan officers that I had, and I told every one of them that the company website was there to promote the company. And I said, if I were all of you, I'd get your own website. I think it is critical. Now, there was a button on the website with all the pictures of the loan officers and their bio and the rest of that, but with all the marketing that you do, I think it's important to drive people to your own website. So number one, I think it's critical to have your own personal website. And today, with so many templates and so many ways to generate a website for yourself personally, within 24 hours, I mean, I think it's critical. I'd be careful of the free ones. I just wrote an article called "The Real Cost of Free," and sometimes if it's free, there's a reason. So, but it's very budget friendly to start your own website. Number one, even if it didn't include, and 90% of those that you can start up again in 24 hours include hosting. But even if they don't, you can get that for $1 a month. So let's just start with that. Websites don't create leads. I think having one's critical, but having your own and your personal one is where we want to start with. The purpose then of the website really is, as we said, is number one, to drive realtors and to drive consumers to your website. That's that's sort of the beginning place. I look at your website, I look at my website as well as yours as just a store. Let's see how to say it. You know, we spend a lot of time trying to get people to come into your store, and really that's what it is. The average visitor to a realtor or a mortgage originator website spends less than 50 seconds there, and mainly it's because there's no reason to stay. There's nothing about the website that delivers any value to keep people there. So, but the key is, yeah, it's your store, all right. We try to get people to your store all the time. But the key is turning that traffic into the leads. You know, and most of the ideas that we're going to talk about here, you can actually do, number one, yourself. And number two, really, either free. I'd say, well, let's see. What I'm going to give you right now, I'd say 99% of these things you can add to your website right now are free, number one. Easy to use, number two. Very, very easy, because it had to be for me to do it. So, and it's something that you can do yourself. You don't have to hire out a webmaster to do. So my focus here is going to be to give you what I consider to be seven, I'll call them website lead optimizers, ways that you can promote your website and take those that come to that website and turn those into leads. So let's start with, well, basically what I just said a minute ago, how to get people there longer, how to stay longer. I'll say that you're really judged by, quickly at least, from somebody coming to your website, by your front page. And I think that's where it starts, obviously. If they click on your website, you got that 10 seconds that they're there, and finding a way to keep them there. So the first thing I'm gonna ask you to at least consider is using an audio welcome. Listen, somebody just came into your store. You know, most places, most stores you go into, if you walk in, somebody says, "Hi, thanks for coming in. Can I help you?" You know, so I think it's critical. Probably 90% of the websites that I visit, either realtors or, again, mortgage originators, a store, again, there's nobody there. So I think the greeting is important. It's easy to do. It's actually free to have an audio welcome. If you go to my website, I'm sure a lot of you have, you've got my welcome. It's an audio. "Hi, this is Bill Sparkman, the coach. Thanks for visiting my website. I'm glad you're here. I offer them information. I hope you find something here that can help you grow your business." But then, so there's the welcome, number one. But in that welcome, it also has a call to action. And I'm going to give you a few places to take people. But the audio just says, "Thanks for being here. Hope you find something that can help you." And number three, before you leave, be sure to, and then you've got to give them something of value. Let's put it that way. One other thing that you can do with your audio welcome or utilizing the audio on your website is you can also include audio testimonials rather than just the written little text ones. If you use testimonials on your website, they all look about the same. Seems like there's one testimonial and it's on everybody's website. But again, if you're going to use audio, why not have an audio testimonial? It's so simple to do. The vendor I use, they just gave me a phone number, and when somebody tells you that what a great job you did and thank you for closing our loan on time, you can just give them this phone number, have them call that number, say it again, and it shows up on your website. So I'll get off this, but I think the audio is pretty critical. Now, how you can do it for free, and again, there's plenty of vendors that you can pay to subscribe to a service that where you can use audio on a lot of different things. But the call we're doing today, there's four or five different conference call services that I use. Mainly, most of them are all free. And you heard me at the beginning say that we're going to record this call. Well, you could record an audio welcome using the exact same service. 5 minutes after you get done with your little welcome, you are delivered a WAV file that you can attach right to your website. So that's real low tech, by the way. The second optimizer, I guess also, I don't use it, but I know that it's important today, and that would be a video welcome. For most of the people that I'm coaching, let's just start with audio. But yes, video, you could do it. There's free services. You could use iJot, Vidler, YouTube. All of those things are very easy and then you can add that video to your website just as easily. So, but I think number one, I'd really like you to explore adding some audio. Give me some audio on your website. Number three, again, this is a free service, and that would be to add a blog to your website. Give information, share your knowledge, you know, everything that you know about what's going on with the mortgage industry, what's going on in your particular community. That's all nice, but I think it's time to share some of that information. And having that there, this isn't the catch-all. I think it's a combination of all these things, but it gives the visitor to your website another reason to stay. I guess that's part of it. So the free service you can add, you can use WordPress and a number of other ones, but just that alone, adding just a blog, a little button that just says blog, and then it gives you a chance to share your knowledge, let's put it that way. Share an article, share what's going on in the mortgage business, what's happening with interest rates, why is it so difficult to get a loan these days, how has underwriting changed, how do you get your first home? I mean, there's a lot that you can just write about, and when I say write, very short, a couple of times, maybe three a week is really all it takes. But now let's, so we're utilizing it to give value, but here's the other reason. Using the right keywords in your blogging, it's going to increase your rankings with Google. It'll increase your internet positioning just by blogging two or three times a week. So it's not something you have to do every day. What am I going to say today? Two or three times a week, something short, something important, something that's relevant to the community that you do business in. My blog is also linked to my Facebook business page, Twitter account, LinkedIn. So anything that you write in your blog can easily just be linked, if you use those other social media platforms, can be just, so just by writing one entry on your blog, it goes to all three or four or whatever you use. So again, that one's free. Now, before I leave blogging, and isn't that, that's that new catchword that we're going to blog, but I think there's a purpose to it. If you're not going to add a blog to your website, at least join ActiveRain.com. And ActiveRain is it's a site where there's about 250,000 realtors, and I'm sure there'll be some in your neighborhood that belong to ActiveRain, and it's just a place to blog. As a member, you can, again, talk about something that's general about the mortgage business, and why would you do it? The same reason, to increase the rankings on your website. So free. That's the second one. That's three now. There are things that you can do for free. Actually, you could get a website for free, but you heard my take on that. Spend the small amount of money that it takes to capture the website that's got a little bit more muscle to it. Okay, ActiveRain.com or WordPress.com, and you are ready to go. Number four, now let's take and create an educational value, a place on your website, and that can be for free articles, reports, and e-books, and again, almost free, okay? This is the way that you begin to build your opt-in database, by offering the articles and the reports and the ebooks that are, again, critical in this particular marketplace, curious and relevant. And before you think, well, I don't have time to write articles, I don't have any reports, and I don't have an ebook. Well, I'm going to give you that so that you can begin to add that again to your website as a place to keep people there longer. I think you've got to give value. It's the starting of your value, another value section on your website. Now, if you're looking for articles, well, I'm sure you can find plenty of great articles on the internet to add to your website. If you're looking for e-books or reports, take a look at, it's called Private Label Rights, and the website is just simply the PLRstore.com. When you go to the PLRstore.com, or you could even just Google PLR, and you will get a number of places that you can go to purchase articles already written reports that are already done, and ebooks that are already written, and they include authorship rights released also. Now, I didn't say that very well. You can buy an ebook on a topic that is relevant to your business, by the way, and you can add content to it. you can make it add your contact information to it, but most of all, you can you're the author of the ebook, and I want you to think about what that might provide you as far as credibility, getting in front of groups. If you were the author of the ebook that was called How to Make a Fortune in a Down Real Estate Market, and you were the author of that book, and with private label rights, remember the authorship rights are released, as well as the ability to, you see, you could actually sell it, but in this conversation, we're just saying more value on your website. So so you can do that. Now, an e-book, like a 100-page e-book, and you've all seen them or you've got one, it's just it looks just like a book on your website. And to get that book, all I need is your email address, and I'll email it to you. You want that article? So the same thing. So what we're asking here is just email address. That's it. But again, you've got to give them value. So costs, most of the articles are either free or 99 cents. The most I've seen for an ebook is maybe $4.99. That would be the most. But again, all you need is one ebook on there, a bunch of articles, and now you have another place for the people visiting your website to go to get knowledge and to stay there a little bit longer, okay? With that in mind, another source for you for more information on that, I'm not going to go into more of it here, and we're just going to leave it at articles, reports, and ebooks on your website, is to take a look at wowbrand.com. Now, wow, W-O-W, spelled the same backwards or frontwards. Anyway, wow, and then brand, B-R-A-N-D.com. Great place for tips and tools and tricks and all of the things that take this conversation from this morning even to the next level. It's a great place if you're going to look at just some ideas on how to add more to your website, again, easily. Take a look at wowbrand.com. I think you'll find some great information there. All right, number five. The next little button we want to put on there is this is a bit of a stretch, but I want you to dream this up maybe even after the call today, and that's a for sale by owner listing button on your website. Now, this is a piece of, and it's a part of consumer direct marketing, generating buyers basically. You know, it's the one thing I found that most of my realtors appreciate more than anything else is when I can deliver a buyer that's been pre-approved. So we spend a lot of time, effort, a lot of energy in our marketing, in our consumer direct marketing, to generate buyers. Well, one of those ways is, I'm sure not anything that's new to you, is by marketing to for sale by owners. And we offer them a number of things. We've talked about for sale by owner marketing in the past. We offer them everything from a free single property website, to flyers on their home, to yard signs, and we offer them the opportunity to be listed on our website under our for sale by owner listings. Now, if your first thought right here was, oh, that'll be great, now my realtors are going to look at my website and see that I'm advertising for sale by owners. Well, that's right. They have to understand why you would do that, and once they do, they'll probably be sending you for sale by owners that you can put on there. And the reason, obviously, that we haven't made any of the realtors mad is because they understand we do that to generate pre-approved buyers to give to our realtors in exchange for growing each other's business. So, but now back to you and I and your website. In contacting a for sale by owner, it's pretty simple to say, among whatever else you say to them, would you mind if I put your home on my website under my for sale by owner listings, and it's hot properties. Given that almost 90% of all home searches start on the internet anyway, so again, it gives somebody another another reason to stay a little bit longer on your website, and it's just another offering to the for sale by owners that you work with. Two or three of the loan originators that I'm coaching right now, they've taken the for sale by owner listings and they put it on their website, One of them has them separated by payments. Another has them payments versus the price of the homes with all the proper disclosures. But anyway, so I want to get off that one, but I think that that's pretty critical to have there. And again, it's free. It's easy. It gives you another reason to talk to a for sale by owner. And can you add pictures and everything? Well, of course. All they have to do is send you the pictures. I'll put anything on there you want because it's a separate page for your for sale by owner listings. All right, number six. This is your consumer education center. This is probably the number one reason that you can have those that visit your website stay longer. It would be either a button or one we just created for a loan originator said something. I think it's Home Buyer University or Home Buyer U. And underneath, by clicking that button, there is 5, 10, 15, 20, however many you want, podcasts just like the one that you're listening to today. And those podcasts are brought to you by you. How many interesting topics can you think about that you would want to do? And these are very short. I know ours run 30 minutes. The ones on your website could be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, very short, but on really the topics of today. So if someone went to your website, clicked on Home Buyer University, there would be a number of podcasts with catchy titles, how to make a fortune in a down real estate market, how to buy your first home in the city that you do business, what's happening with the what's happening with credit today. I mean, you have all the information you need. It's just getting it out of your head and getting it on your website. So one of the ways that you can do that is through free conference calling. And by the way, that's actually a website, freeconferencecalling.com. The one that we're using today, this call is being recorded, and at the end of this call, I will put this call on my website just the same way that you could by taking taking the time to pick up the phone in your office, close the door, and talk 10 minutes on, again, a relevant topic. And so you know how it works. As soon as you're done and you hang up your phone, you get an email from your service that you used, free conference calling or whatever, and it comes to you on your email in a WAV file. And that WAV file can be transferred and posted right on your website. So this isn't hard. It's easy as long as you have the website to start with. So it's a place to begin. Now, you could also, let's kick this up just a notch. I know this is a little off, but I think it ties in here. Once you get the email and that little, and they call it a WAV file, it's what it is, it's a file of what you just said in recorded form. You could actually also turn that into a CD. Think about that. We're doing a seminar. Again, I keep saying this, but it's one of our most highly attended seminars, How to Make a Fortune in a Down Real Estate Market. It's all about purchasing and investment properties and whatever. But the key is, it's to create added credibility and added value by taking your podcast on the same subject and turning it into a CD. I say turning it into a CD. It's not magic. You just send a WAV file to a duplication vendor, and they'll make a CD out of it with a little picture of you on it if you want and your contact information and a label and all of that for about $1.25. So even that, it's kind of like a business card on steroids. Does that make sense? It's just a business card, but it's at a different level. How about a for sale by owner? What if you did a podcast just on the subject of for sale by owners, and you turned that podcast just into a CD, so now every time you met a for sale by owner, you could actually give them a copy of your CD with some ideas, some things you could do. And I think that, again, that elevates the marketing to a different level, especially on that. So, yeah, it's just a business card, but it just has a little bit different take on it. With the Consumer Education Center, for the consumer to get any of those podcasts, all I ask for is their email address. That's it. So you see, we're building the opt-in database for future marketing by giving value on the website. We've got articles and reports and books. We have a whole library of hot topic podcasts. You've got, so you have a lot. You've got your blog that you've got information that you're talking about. So it's a way that you've, again, elevated the whole concept of just having a website. By the way, it also helps you understand what's important to the visitor of your website. If somebody asks for your report on or your listen to your podcast on the importance of, you know, whatever, maybe it's the investment seminar that you've done on a podcast, it already tells you something about that particular person. You have their email address. You know the report that they just asked for, or you know the podcast they just listened to. That's pretty good. You talk about a targeted, you have now a targeted potential prospect, and you even know what they're interested in. That's pretty good. Now, I know that there's vendors that will try to sell website statistic management. I understand all that. Click tracks, and there's plenty of them, but I have to pay for it. I'm cheap. I kind of like using the Education Center, the free articles, ebooks, and reports, and I can do the exact same thing. So I want you to really, really look at that. And again, if you had your website by tomorrow, you could have at least two or three podcasts right on it. And you could call it anything you want. And by picking up the telephone and speaking on a topic, all of a sudden you're building that library. To me, that's as easy as, now you can also, well, there's many of you, and I've seen a couple that have actually started your own radio show, Blog Talk Radio, and you've got those podcasts on your website also. But this is just as effective as that. Okay, so enough on that. Consumer Education Center. The last one is, you know, worst case, you could start with just a one-page website. Another one that's, this one actually is free, but it's pretty good. It's called BlinkWeb. And BlinkWeb, BlinkWeb.com, it's a free one-page website. It's almost like a landing page, but it does capture email. You're able to do video posts on it. You can do audio on it, all the things that we just said, and you could do it right there on BlinkWeb.com. So that's a place to begin for some of you. All right, following up. Is the key to all of this. You've got to have your follow-up strategy in place. Otherwise, this was all just for practice. You know, you've got everybody's email address. You know specifically what visitors are interested in by what they asked for or what they looked at on your website. And now it's just having that in a marketable format and the right email campaign and being consistent with the follow-up. You see, if you've given somebody value by visiting your store or your website, let's just say your store. Where did you get value the last time, or what store was it that you went back to a second time? See, that's the whole key. Giving them value, staying consistent, staying in front of them. And if you did give them value and they gave you their email address, it will make your follow-up e-marketing campaigns a lot more directed and I think a lot more powerful. If you're going to use e-marketing, back to that, the free service that I've used, I use a number of different ones. I use Constant Contact, but a free service is called GetResponse.com. And GetResponse.com is just a free, you can do e-marketing, and it starts by having your database together, and off you go. So follow-up marketing is the key. All the rest of this was just nice ideas. But as soon as you incorporate any of these ideas into your practice, then I think that the whole follow-up marketing is critical. Okay, so summary. I guess it starts with, and it did for me, some of you have just got to find a way to break that old-school thinking, and I was one of them. There's a, you know the saying that's rather part of a jargon today is, you know, out-of-the-box thinking. Well, this is really about out-of-the-box acting. It's one thing to think out of the box, and it's another thing to act out of the box. So I think that you find a way to match what we've talked about today to your style. You match it to your personality because your website can take on that personality just by the information that you put on it. So, and again, this is only a piece of passive marketing. Which blends in with all of your consumer direct, relationship-based, automated, So this becomes just another tool, not the tool, but I think it's a tool. And I think in this market today, you got to be all in with changes that are imminent, changes that are continuing to happen in our industry. I think you've got to take every opportunity to reach the consumer today, as well as the realtor. You see, as more realtors come to your website and they gain value, we've accomplished the same thing. So with that, I will say again thank you to Security National Mortgage for sponsoring today's call. If you haven't yet or you want access to my private backroom marketing and resource center, just ask your account executive. They'll be happy to give you that login information. And with that, I wish you a productive week, and I look forward to our time again next time. Make it a great day, everybody.